the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning for this Monday, September 28th, 2020. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Kent, and Don McClain. Kenny is off today. Thanks for being here right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment, Everything JR.
What do you like in your coffee? Bourbon.
That's right. Bourbon. Bourbon. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. I should acknowledge, too, the Caitlyn Jenner story is fascinating, too, because there are also, there's a section of the trans community that don't like her as a representative of the community. I just want to acknowledge that as well. So in any case, I would enjoy seeing her. I would. Just as a fan of the show, I would enjoy seeing her.
And the chemistry with the other ladies. How is that going to work?
Mm-hmm. Both New York and Beverly Hills are going to be very interesting next year, because there's going to be shakeups on both. New York allegedly, I don't think it's alleged. I think it's pretty much it's a done deal. New York is getting its very first black cast member, which, come on, 11 years into this, it's just now we're getting a black cast member, because, hello, I don't know. There are black people in New York.
What?
I'm just saying.
No way.
So I'm glad about that. Hello, Bravo. This could have happened, right at the start. But anyway, and I was expecting more shakeups, but they are getting ready, if not already, they're getting ready to start taping, and I have not heard of any more firings, which shocks me.
Who were you thinking was going to go?
Oh, half of them. I would have bet The Farm. I would have bet B. Arthur's entire wig and broom collection.
Whoa.
That half of them would have been fired. I thought it was going to be a major upheaval, but so far, it looks like they're all coming back. Ramona and Countess alluded to as much on their Instagram over the weekend. They're like, we can finally relax. And I'm like,
oh, because the taping's over.
Well, I'm thinking, can you finally relax? Because you got word from Bravo that you're going to get paid for another year.
I see what you're saying.
So anyway, I'm a little disappointed by that. I would like a whole reboot.
You were sad to see Dorinda leave, right? I mean,
Yeah, but the more I think about it, Lex, it's good for her, because I like her so much. I want her to take care of herself, and she needs a rest. She shouldn't have been on this last season, and she acknowledged as much.
Mm. So. Well, NeNe now in Atlanta is saying that, remember before she said, the contracts didn't work out and they weren't going to pay her enough. Now she's saying that she was forced out.
That she was forced out?
Yeah.
No, see, I don't, NeNe, I love you. I do. I don't think you were forced out. I think what happened was you didn't like the money that they were offering you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It went back to that, but she's holding true to that. And she's also mad that she didn't get her own show. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she did say something about Andy too.
She said, Lex, wasn't it something like, because Andy said, Andy said he respects Tinsley from New York so much, because he said, oh my goodness, I respect Teddy Mellencamp so much, because Teddy didn't BS. She literally on social media, Teddy goes, I was let go. She didn't make up some fake, well, we parted ways. Teddy's like, they didn't ask me back. And Andy said, I respect you so much for that. And NeNe was like, well, I hope Andy respects me when I tell my truth.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Do you think they can ever repair that? Or, I mean, you know, she's had times where she's gone off before, but has she ever done this to this degree?
Yes, and they can repair it. You know how, as Bethany Frankel said, back up that Brinks truck.
That's so true.
Back that Brinks truck up to NeNe's driveway, and that will repair things real quick.
Yep, I think they do this on purpose.
Yep.
Get that drama going. Yep. They have meetings about, okay, we're going to publicly say this about you, just to drum up some, because it's 13th season, so got to get some drama going before it even starts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny is off today. So is Elizabeth Reese. So Dawn McClain has the Dirt Alert. Good morning again, Dawn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sad news for Dax Shepard. He is coming clean. He was sober for 16 years. And he just revealed in an episode of his podcast that he recently relapsed. You know, he's married to Kristen Bell. They have children together. And in the past, the reason why he got clean, that he was had an alcohol addiction, cocaine, opioid addiction. So he said he had a lot of fear about doing this. He started the episode, maybe some people will feel a sense of betrayal because we preach honesty and I was being dishonest. He continued to explain that he started taking Vicodin since being sober for this long a time when he was in a motorcycle accident in August. And so he just has been sober whenever they put the podcast out on Friday. He's been sober for 11 days as of Friday. Boy, that gets people. I'm telling you, it's painkillers that are just, they're just so horrible. You know, a lot of people that struggle with addiction, you know, or people that have never, it just runs the gamut when you see these opioid addictions start happening. Just a normal person who has never had addiction problems in their life can get hooked on this stuff. So it's even worse for people that, you know, have had that in their past.
It's so familiar to me because that's exactly, that was the start. That was the pebble in the pond for the end of my parents' marriage. Because my dad was in a motorcycle accident and started on painkillers in 85, and he was never the same.
Oh, man.
And it changed the trajectory of his life, my mom's life, our life as a family, and he never recovered. He never recovered. And it took his life. It ultimately took his life. So,
My gosh. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's just, like you said, it affects everybody.
It really can. Now, at one point, he was taking, I've never taken painkillers, so, but if anybody's listening and knows, he was taking 30 mil oxys every day. And then he also admitted that he was high when he celebrated his 16th year sobriety this month, and it was the worst hours of his life because he was keeping it from Kristen. And then he also says Kristen doesn't deserve for the next 6 months for every interview she does to be, oh, Dax relapsed. It doesn't feel fair to anyone, and it's not. I'm sorry and embarrassed that I put other people in this situation.
Man. You know, it also, you know what it also speaks to? We've said it, I think we've said it on this show, and I know Colin refers to it sometimes. Those two seem like they are so fun. They seem like they have such a great life and marriage, and they do. Mm-hmm. But this is just another example of what you see on Instagram isn't always the full picture, right? I mean, it just goes to show, I don't care how much money is in your bank account, how high your career is, no matter how many movies and TV shows you're in, pain is all the same. Struggles are all the same. It's just, it's the human experience.
Right.
And this, not to get to Maya Angelou, but that was another, it's very relatable.
Especially if it's alcohol too. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's just, it's tempting and everyone talks about it. So it just, I think back to, you talked about Instagram and Kristen Bell. She celebrated his sobriety with the whole thing, lots of pictures. And I can imagine that on that day, if he was high, the guilt he must carry now too for that. And also for her to go, well, how did I miss that? Or, you know, now to go, wait a second, he must be very functioning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for so many years of his life, he lived high. So, you know, you just slip back into old patterns. But it's great that he's being honest about it. And I'm sure people can be inspired by that story that he was able to get off of those painkillers. So
absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, something a little bit more fun here. We have a baby on the way for Rose Leslie and Kit Harington.
Yes!
A wildling!
Yes, a wildling's going to be born. she confirmed in UK's Make magazine that, and she debuts her maternity look in there. And so that's exciting. You know, they got married and met on the set of Game of Thrones. And, it's just really cute. You know, he talked in the past about how he fell in love with her. He was, you know, they were out in Iceland filming the second season. The country's so beautiful because the Northern Lights are magical. And because it was there that I fell in love with my girlfriend, Rose. If you already are attracted to someone and then they play your love interest in the show, it becomes very easy to fall in love. This was from an interview in 2016. And
naked in the hot springs, guys. That would do it.
Exactly.
Take all that fur off.
Something I thought was also cute, whenever they did get married at a Scottish castle, and whenever they got engaged, they put in like an old school, old timey announcement in the paper, which was kind of neat.
Cute.
I love these two. And I keep forgetting, Dawn, that Rose was in the first season of Downton Abbey. I always forget that.
Yes, she is.
We're going back and rewatching, and I'm like, oh, Rose is in this. And I, of course, I loved her in The Good Fight. She's no longer with the show, but I enjoyed her in that as well.
Yeah. So
I'm just a fan of Kit for a variety of reasons.
Oh, really? Huh. What are those reasons, Jason?
They're all his acting ability.
Okay.
That's all. I think he's a fine thespian.
Of course.
Well, has nothing to do with his physical appearance
whatsoever. Yeah, you know, and I'm really glad that he had so many struggles of his own with alcohol.
Yes, he did.
Whenever he left the show, because he felt so connected to that Jon Snow character, he didn't feel like he wanted it to end, and he just didn't know who he was without it. So it's good to see that they're both happy now and gonna have a baby.
Yeah, I like them very much. When we come back, everyone, it is the best, or it is the replay of Passing Notes. Welcome back. 8:32, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Katie Couric. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny's off today. Thanks for being here. Have we any word on Elizabeth? Do we know? Did she hasn't had the baby yet, has she?
No, the baby.
She just scheduled to be gone starting this week, and you know, she'll be back at the beginning of the year. How great would that be?
Oh my goodness. Seriously?
You do have to go through a lot to be able to have that 3-month vacation. It's not a vacation at all. You gotta have that time.
You feel a little crazy for a while, that's for sure. And this is her third, too, so there's that as well.
Yeah, she has the other ones to look after.
Yep.
And chickens.
And chickens.
Right, who keep pecking each other's heads.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yep. Anyway. 8:33, my performance is Vin Diesel coming up in just a little bit. But first, it is the best of the best of Passing Note. Our darling Rocco is a wizard in the production studio. And, you know, once just isn't enough. So, Dawn, do we have last week's?
Yes, we do. It's my friend Sarah, played by Donna Valentine. Here we go. Passing Notes.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the MyTalk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Dawn's friend Sarah is back, which can only mean one thing. We're pretty much running out of characters here. We've only got a few notes left. We got some Mimsy, played by Julia. You ask her if she'll do it. We got some from Kiki, played by Holly, but she's pretty busy all day too, so here we are with Sarah again. We love Sarah. And since we just heard from Sarah 2 weeks ago, we don't really need a recap. Let's just get to it. Donna?
Dawn. Hey, man. What's up? Sorry about the tear at the bottom. It's not intentional. I swear, man.
Okay, so like the bottom right corner of the note is basically missing. It almost looks like a reverse shape of the state of Nevada, for all you geography nerds out there. But instead of finding another piece of paper to write it on, she sort of just wrote down into the corner of backwards Nevada.
This is really stupid. The only person I know is Mike, and he's clear on the other side. Hi, hi, hi. Mike, Mike. Mike.
That's pretty much exactly how she wrote it.
That's echoing. Smiley face. Thanks for the thought of giving me a car. I could sure use one, but my mom did say that I could drop her off at work and then take Alex, then drive to school. It's okay, I guess. It's better than being dropped off like all the people around me in this class. Hey, did Phaedrus get busted along with everyone else? I heard he was with them. Hey, I guess I could ask him. He's sitting right over there.
Here's how that might have sounded.
Hey. Phaedrus. Did you get busted? Busted. Cool beans. Man, it is hot. Sheesh. I am sweating bad. Great. Who do you think is going to try out for cheerleading? Ha, I don't think anyone wants to. No big deal.
You know, Phaedrus is a pretty cool name. When I asked Don about it, I assumed it was a last name. Like, hey, Joe Phaedrus, golf pro. Nice swing you got there. But no, it's his first name. And it's kind of a historic name. It was a name used in the book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. And it was made famous by Gaius Julius Phaedrus, the first century Roman fabulist.
Fabulous!
No, not like that. He was a fabulist.
Fabulous!
Are you done? A fabulist is someone...
Fabulous!
Is someone who writes or tells fables, as in Aesop's fables, as in Gaius Julius Phaedrus was the first person to translate Aesop's fables into Latin.
Somebody's fabulous!
Now, Aesop, there's a name you hear even less these days than Phaedrus. You're not hearing a lot of kids saying,
hey, did you get invited to Aesop's birthday party?
I wish. It sounds absolutely fabulous. First century dad joke.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Oh, well, I better let you go because the bell is about to ring.
Spelled with 4 B's, 3 R's, and a handful of G's.
Bye. Heart ya, Sarah.
Fabulous. That was great. Oh.
That's a cool little history lesson wrapped into a passing note.
I know. He's taking the last ones that are like not that exciting. There's nothing really juicy in them and making them, of course, excellent.
Yeah.
It's so good. Who knew that you'd get a history lesson from a passing notes segment?
Yeah. We might even be naming children right now, too.
Exactly.
We could be.
You might want a Phaedrus.
Phaedrus. Hey, if Elizabeth, if you're listening, Phaedrus.
Oh.
That could be a good name for you.
It's historical. She likes those names.
Yeah.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
So old, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol washes away your gray and washes in your own natural color. Loving Care is different. It's gentle. It has no peroxide or ammonia.
So I wash that gray right out of my hair. Oh yes, I wash that gray right out of my hair.
Wash that gray right out of your hair with Clairol Loving Care.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I'm gonna wash that gray right out of
my head. Remember that commercial.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything Vin Diesel. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. And Kenny's off today. He'll is he back tomorrow? Do we know?
Wednesday.
Well, he'll be back on Wednesday. So he's getting his house ready and taking some time and all of that stuff. Dawn, during that commercial break, is in distress. Why are you in a cameo downward spiral?
Dangerous. It makes me feel depressed.
Because people are offering themselves on Cameo for like a dollar?
Yeah, it just makes me think, do they need this money? Does Danny Bottaducci need $50?
Yes.
Because that's his price. You've got
Danny Bottaducci's only 50?
Yeah.
Well, and explain for folks, what is Cameo, Dawn?
Well, you can hire actors to read you a short script, do a video for you, like if it's someone's birthday and they're like, hey Jason, this is Larry Wilcox from Hill Street Blues. I'd like to wish you a happy birthday and hopefully, or just whatever. They'll read weird stuff that they don't even know what they're saying, inside jokes, you know.
Yep.
I mean, you can get Kevin Sorbo for $80 and you just start reading their prices. Wow. And you're like, well, I'm thinking, who sets their price? Like, who tells somebody you're worth $25?
Yeah.
but Lindsay Lohan is worth $320. Which even that seems,
she's 320?
That seems like, Lindsay Lohan, do you need $320?
Well, but no, but probably she does collectively. You know what I mean? It adds up. Well, like my buddy Linda Gray, let me see how much Sue Ellen is on here. She's $109.
I mean, are we looking at this all wrong, you guys? I mean, are we? They're just part of it.
I don't know why
it
makes
it
me feel bad.
You know, Chris Lindahl's 30. Yeah. But Chris Lindahl's doing it for charity, but you can get a Chris Lindahl. Serious? I'm dead serious. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Who is this person that's $20?
Macy Gray is $100.
Wow.
You've got that. Oh, God. It's just, I start going down a dark black hole of looking at cameos, and I'm like, oh, that person I just saw in 6 Feet Under.
Deborah Messing is, Grace is on here.
How much is she?
Deborah Messing is $350. Oh, wow.
Tom Felton from Harry Potter, he's $400.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's Malfoy.
Malfoy. Yeah. He looks, and then you go to their individual page and you can watch some of what they've done, which is not.
It's like a resume reel.
It's not recommended.
Is, but they all the screenshots, like for Tom Felton in particular, he doesn't look happy. It's like they don't want to do this, and I wish they didn't.
No, there's a lot of sports people on here. Chris Allen from American Idol is $55 with a coupon. It's $30.
Oh, God.
Chris Allen. Remember, he won.
I'm kidding about the coupon part. But Jalel White, Urkel, is $200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
You got Gilbert Gottfried for $150.
Again, there's a coupon with him.
A guy from The Sopranos, Ray Abruzzo, is $64. Why is it 64?
Why is it 64? Why doesn't he just round it up? He's worth 65. Just round that up, girl.
The soup Nazi's on here from Seinfeld.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn, I know what I'm getting you. Or whose birthday's next? Oh, Alexis's is next. Lex, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to spoil the surprise, Lex.
Okay.
I'm going to get you a personal greeting from Hoobastank.
Ooh!
Hoobastank can be yours.
You get the whole band?
You get the whole Hoobastank experience for $300.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What was that? And the reason is you. Those guys, right?
How often they get these requests?
I don't know. But yeah, okay, now see, Dawn, now I understand why you got in this hole. Now I can't stop looking.
Now you can't stop looking, and you're like, well, maybe I should get one of these for someone. Maybe Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, you know?
Well, again,
do I know anyone who's really into it?
Is Rob Thomas on there? Let's see.
I don't know, but again, Lex, I hope you enjoy Hoobastank, because that's what you're getting this year.
Michael Damian. Do you remember that?
What are they going to say?
Singer.
What are they going to say? I don't know. Hi, Alexis. This is Hoobastank.
Yeah.
Keep it stanky.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hooba.
That's going to do it for us today. Donna and Steve coming up next, followed by Colleen and Bradley and Lori and Julia. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye.